This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Today marks the United Nations International Day of Persons with Disabilities. And at Carleton University in Ottawa, accessibility is very much front and center, both in the way the campus functions and in the way studies and research therein. Dr. Adrian Chan, professor from Carleton's Department of Systems and Computer Engineering, is here to talk more about some of his research at the Abilities Living Laboratory. And Dr. Chan joins us from Ottawa. Hey, Dr. Chan, thank you so much for making time for us. We're so appreciative.
It's my pleasure, and happy International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So generally speaking, let's talk about the Abilities Living Laboratory. What kind of research happens there?
Oh, this is an exciting new opportunity. It just got recently funded through the Canadian Foundations of Innovation, as well as the Ontario Research Fund. So currently we're just establishing the lab, like doing the construction, et cetera. The plan here for the Abilities Living Lab is a lab that is focused on accessibility research in a holistic kind of way. Oftentimes when we think about research involving disability, it's very, what I would say, utilitarian, right? So it's like, can we have people walk or eat or sleep? But we're trying to take a holistic approach, looking at all aspects of life. So, you know, things like education, transportation, entertainment, sports, looking at all aspects of life and what makes for a good life and inclusion in society.
Does that mean that you're finding contributions from researchers across multiple faculties?
That's right. It's very much an interdisciplinary environment, and we're looking for researchers from all across campus, everything from science, social sciences, the arts, and engineering design as well.
Now, we don't want you to give away too much of the secret sauce here, but we need just like a little bit of a taste. What kind of research do you find yourself personally working on these days?
It's kind of diverse. So I come from systems and computer engineering, and so a lot of my research is technology focused. Some of it is on assistive devices, including adaptive communication devices. But I also have supervised research projects that look at accessibility in a broader kind of view as well. So, for example, I had one student who was looking at the accessibility of skiing. As winter is coming right now, it's an interesting kind of aspect. But looking at from like the whole experience of skiing, everything from like how do you find information on a website, how do you park, how do you get lift tickets, and how do you ski, and that end-to-end kind of experience.
Yeah, I know. I know folks in the Ottawa area are excited. Camp Fortune opens today if they want to get out to the ski hills, hitting the trails. A couple trails getting open today, which is kind of fun. So I want to ask you a little bit more of a broad-based question here, because it does feel like some disability awareness has changed a lot, certainly in the last decade or so. How much more aware is the research and scientific community in regards to issues relating to accessibility? Maybe say compared to 10 years ago.
I think it's in a similar way, I think, to the broader side of society. The awareness for sure is increasing. I think people are starting to recognize the importance and of providing focus on it. Simultaneously, I think there's still a ways to go. Oftentimes, the focus is of performing research for people with disabilities and kind of ignoring that we also have researchers with disabilities as well. So how do we include not only research on aspects of disability, but also include researchers with disabilities, including students as well.
So let's talk about students, because I think that's an interesting part of this picture. For a long time, Carleton has had a pretty good reputation with students with disabilities on campus, certainly with a lot of the services that are being offered. And I'm going to date myself a little bit here as well. Back in the day when I was skulking around the campus of McGill in Montreal, I was oftentimes participating in a lot of feedback sessions, more so with the Department of Psychology, because they would pay me to do surveys. That was awesome. But I'm curious how much time you spend interacting with students and maybe offering them the opportunity to be part of focus groups, experiments, et cetera?
Quite a lot, actually. Carleton University has done quite a bit of has quite a bit of efforts in terms of engaging all aspects of the community when it comes to different strategic directions, including accessibility. One of the things in the past couple of years that was really exciting is we established a new coordinated accessibility strategy that looks at accessibility on all aspects at Carleton, not only just the physical campus, but the virtual campus, as well as research, teaching, and education as well. And that had a lot of input from faculty, staff, as well as students. And the students are extraordinarily engaged throughout the entire process.
I think it's fair to say that the work that you're doing is quite groundbreaking, and it's fresh, and it makes you a real leader in this academic space. What kind of message do you think that sends, not just inside Ottawa, inside Ontario, inside Canada, but around the world on this UN International Day of Persons with Disabilities?
I think it's just a piece of the puzzle, I guess. There's a lot of exciting research that's happening, I think, across the globe, but it doesn't get probably enough attention. I'm happy that Carleton University has kind of put a stake in the ground to say that this is an area of focus that we want to invest time and resources in and become a leader in there. I think Canada is also progressing in that direction as well, which is exciting. The opportunity is humongous and the need is great. And so hopefully we can establish ourselves as being this kind of world leader and making a real progression towards a more accessible and inclusive society. The importance of research really is to make an impact on society.
Where can people reach out and maybe learn more about the work that you're doing, about the laboratory and more about Carleton University generally?
We do have a landing page on accessibility, which is www.carleton.ca/accessibility. And then with this Abilities Living Lab, again, it's just a new starting initiative right now, so we don't have a landing site for that lab quite yet. But there is an article that you can find from Carleton University that announced the funding that we had.
That is very, very cool. Hey, Dr. Chan, I know this time of year, no matter where you land in the academic space, whether you're a professor, whether you're a grad student, or whether you're in the undergraduate space, it's a busy, busy sprint. So I can't thank you enough for taking a couple of moments to chat with us today.
It is my pleasure, as always.
Dr. Adrian Chan is a professor from Carleton's Department Systems of Computer Engineering, spoke to us about the research that he's doing at the Abilities Living Laboratory. And of course, it is indeed the UN International Day of Persons with Disabilities, and we'd be remiss not to at least reflect on it a little bit. It's a cliche that we use around here a lot, and it's a cliche because there's some truth to it. That yes, today is an important day. Today is one of these outward-facing days where we get to speak up on social media and we get the hashtag going and we get to talk about the things that matter in regards to our experience living with disabilities, the rights we advocate for, not just in our city, in our province, in our country, but around the world, understanding the different places are having different standards. And it's a cliche when I say that it's not just a one-day thing. Nazreen and I are always talking about this and what's trending. Today is this day, today is that day, and it shouldn't just be today we think about that. We should be thinking about this every day. But I always find it a little strange on a day like International Day of Persons with Disabilities that for those of us who live with disabilities, that it almost seems like a bit of a strange celebration, that it's nice to be seen, but it's not just that we have to think about it every day. We live it every day. You heard Dr. Chan mention even something like skiing, for example, right? We know there's all sorts of adaptive skiing programs that exist across the country for people who use mobility devices, people who are blind, people who have all sorts of different kinds of disabilities. But I always think about the blind skiing programs that exist in this country from coast to coast. And in my life as a skier, not a very good skier, believe me, there's usually more four-letter words than anything else to get used as I work my way up and down the mountain. Only once in my life as a skier have I been able to get to a ski hill via public transportation. That was when I went to Grouse Mountain when I was living in Vancouver for a little bit. Otherwise, you're dependent upon someone to bring you in a vehicle. And listen, there's all kinds of generosity that exists from people that say, hey, we run this blind skiing program and don't worry, there's going to be rides arranged for you. And like, that's awesome. Right? We think about that. That's cool that people have taken the time to reach out and be part of this. but we're still missing that critical link that says, where is my true independence here? How do I get to chart my own path? So as we have these conversations on a UN International Day of Persons with Disabilities, sure, you can smash that retweet button and sure, you can put up that hashtag. But what I really want you to do today is communicate and think about where those barriers lie, where those pieces of connection are missing. Listen, we know we need to work on things like poverty. We know we need to work on things like housing. We know we need to work on things like support for people in so many different ways. But there's all these little pieces that are missing. So I want you, as someone with a disability, to consider the interconnectivity, where one thing relates to the next. And that's what I want, and I think you should share with people today. And I do want to remind you that tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to have a special broadcast. Joita Gupta, who you just heard in the news panel in the first hour of the show, is going to be at an Alliance for the Equality of Blind Canadians event, where they're going to be exploring that intersectionality of invisible disabilities with some of the work that they do. So that's going to be a wonderful three-hour broadcast with Joita. It's going to be something you do not want to miss at 1 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. Coming up after the break, we're going to dip ourselves into the world of literature. Karen McKay is going to be here from the Center for Equitable Library Access. Oh my goodness, and does she ever have some interesting featured readings for you? It's the Christmas edition. Karen's got the festive Christmas stories to share with you. Always fun catching up with Karen McKay. She'll be here in just a couple of minutes. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.